Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Another 12 people with COVID-19 have died in Iowa, and there have been an additional 2,663 confirmed cases, the state is reporting today. At 10 a.m. today, the state reported 1,091 total COVID-19-related deaths, an increase of 12 since yesterday. According to the coronavirus.iowa.gov website, there have been a total of 62,031 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Iowa so far. The state says the changes in the way it's reporting data has caused spikes in the rate of positive data. Before the changes, the state was consistently reporting a positivity rate below 10%. Today, the state reported a positivity rate and 14-day rolling average of testing above 10%. District 3 Judge Patrick Tutte says he hopes to rule later today on a request from President Trump and the GOP. They want to invalidate tens of thousands of pre-populated absentee ballot requests sent out by Woodbury County Auditor Pat Gill. After a hearing yesterday, a Linn County judge has ordered that about 50,000 pre-populated absentee ballot request forms mailed out by the Linn County Auditor be invalidated. The Iowa Secretary of State's office will send absentee ballot request forms to voters in the next few weeks in Linn County. This morning, attorneys for Woodbury County Auditor Pat Gill and President Donald Trump and the GOP presented their side of the dispute over absentee voting requests. The president and the GOP say the pre-populated ballot requests go against the rules set down by the legislature and Secretary of State Paul Pate in June. Kevin Hamilton is one of the attorneys for the county. He argued the auditor did have the authority to send out the ballot requests. He also said that to require the county to send out more than 57,000 new ballot requests would cause undue harm to the voters just months before a general election.
I would just urge Your Honor, in considering what equity commands in this situation, to protect the voters, because they are the heart of our democracy and they are the people who will suffer here. They did nothing wrong.
However, the plaintiff's attorney, Alan Ostergen, alleged that Auditor Gill did not like the new law governing emergency powers concerning elections, so he decided not to obey it.
I mean, it's a curious view of emergency powers that a local elected official can decide what laws to break when there's a global pandemic, but only the Secretary of State can decide what to do when a tornado hits Sioux City.
In Linn County yesterday, 6th Judicial District Judge Ian Thornhill took only a few hours in granting a temporary injunction against the forms that he found had been improperly filled out in advance with personal information, including voter identification numbers, by the auditor's office. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now let's take a look at the forecast.